Do you know what kind of money you made back then?
Very little. And we had no retirement. No retirement plans.
But when you did these commercials, you weren't paid for the commercials, were you? You got a
I got paid for doing the commercial. Let me think. Probably $25. But we didn't get residuals. It could run for 6 years, and you'd never get a residual off of it running. And I'm not sure what happens today. I still make a few television commercials. Mm-hmm. I don't get residuals today, and I don't get paid very much today. If it's for a charitable or an eleemosynary, as we in the business say, organization, I don't charge them anything. I just do them. I mean, this is my contribution.
Sure.
I love to tell teenagers, volunteer, volunteer. It looks good on a resume. I volunteered for the March of Dimes, and I got the best job anybody who had been part of the wall all her life. I really had. I didn't have any problem with that. That's just the way I grew up, timid and quiet.
It's hard to believe that you, Betty Boyd, were ever timid and
I'm
quiet.
I'm still bashful.
The shyness you probably have.
Yeah.
I think a lot of performers have that.
Mm-hmm.
They're shy one-on-one. I understand what you're talking about.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you're a wonderful performer and always have been.
Well, thank you.
You carried on quite a tradition. You know, a lot of our people in television came from radio. Mm-hmm. We had a show called High Neighbor that I was on at Channel 6 with Louis Meyer. That was my only radio appearance, as I remember, was on his show when he was on KTUL radio down at Boulder on the Park. Sid Lasher did a garden bit. Reba Adams did the ONG cooking bit, and I did the rest, whatever it was. I did the commercials, and we generally had a community guest. It was called High Neighbor, and then I did a show called Plan for Action that was really a public service-type show, a 30-minute show.
Were these all at Channel 6, or maybe a combination of both?
Combination,
yeah.
Really.
Wasn't there another one called Boyd's Eye View?
Well, that was on Channel 8.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, when I moved to Channel 8, my show had become known as the Betty Boyd Show, even at Channel 6, and was not really the woman's page after I'd been there several years. When I went to Channel 8, it started out the Betty Boyd Show. Then it became, for some unknown reason, Boyd's Eye View, and then we also did Plan for Action up there.
Was that a tough thing to go into the manager of Channel 6? Who was that manager?
George Stevens.
And I want to leave?
Found him on the golf course, because I wanted to let him know right away. Along with my bashfulness, I wrote him a nice letter and handed it to him. I didn't want it to just go through the mail. Told him that I had a better opportunity, and he tried to get me to stay, and I did stay. I didn't start until March, even though this was September when I was offered the job at Channel 8. He wanted me to stay through the fall sweeps and through the January rating sweeps. I agreed to do that, but not to stay forever.
In 65?
Well, it was in the fall of 64 when I was offered the job, but I went to work in March of 65 at Channel 8.
So then you had programs like AM Oklahoma?
AM Oklahoma, which was the predecessor to Good Morning Oklahoma, which is like Good Morning America. In fact, that's why we called it Good Morning Oklahoma, because we were on ahead of Good Morning America. GMO was still on.
Yeah.